terrible danger.
What is going on in here? You're talking to a boy.
And it's time to do something.
What are we supposed to do about it?
I'm not made of glass. Tougher than they think.
Would you believe me if I said I was from another planet?
God, yeah.
Right.
You've heard of me, haven't
you? Oh, so this episode's going to be nobody's going to listen, which is fine. It's fine. Nobody knows what this show is. So I'm gonna take my time. I'm just gonna do some self promotion. I'll do a little bit of chit chatting about things, right? Because if you listen to this, you deserve something special. And I'm gonna give you something special. So class. Maybe if they had a better title. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed this show. Okay, I really did. I did. But you know, they canceled it quicker than they aired it, in my opinion. So, Class, okay, is a British science fiction drama program and a spinoff of the long-running program Doctor Who. It was created and written by Patrick Ness, who, with Stephen Moffat and Brian Minchin, produced Doctor Who and previous spinoffs such as Torchwood and the Sarah Jane Chronicles. Where do you start? Okay, this show, great opening, by the way. It's one of my ringtones, actually, if that helps. The opening theme, if you want to Google it. It's Up All Night by Alex Clare, C-L-A-R-E. And I love the song. Love it. Love it. It's good. It's a great song. I know all the words. I sing it beautifully. So the story focuses on five students and staff of Coal Hill Academy, which is a recurrent location of Doctor Who. And they're actually tasked by the Doctor to deal with alien threats. Simple enough, right? So, how isn't that good? That's perfect. It's perfect. Coal Hill Academy was actually first introduced to the series in 1963. They're all... You know, there's been several different versions of Coal Hill Academy. But it, you know, it's cool. It's cool when you use something that is from the world, right? They didn't just make it up. It's been around. We have Greg, who's an alien, posing as a human student. He's actually Prince of the Rhodians. And the last of his species. How doesn't that sound great? Then you have Fatty. You have several characters, right? And that's Charlie Smith. I'm trying to think. There's Charlie, Ram, April, Tanya? She's the child prodigy. And then, of course, Miss Quill, which is one of my favorite characters. I thought... You know, there was a lot of backlash because it's a Doctor Who spinoff, but they weren't going to have any Doctor Who villains, okay? And Class Season 1, tomato meter-wise, 84% audience score. That's what matters. 68%. So, not good, not good. But not bad, you know? When people... The audience reviews with Rotten Tomatoes is usually significantly low. So there's nothing new there. I'm just going to give you some quotes from top critics, and then I'll read some rotten ones. As far as, you know, fresh reviews, you're looking at 16 fresh reviews, and you're only looking at 3 rotten. So why'd they cancel it? All right. From Geek Girl Authority, quote, "I was pleasantly surprised with this series." Great. IndieWire, quote, "As Doctor Who spinoffs go, Class may not have established itself quite as indelibly. Let's look up that word. Me not know that word. So indelibly is in a way that cannot be removed or forgotten. Okay. Quite as indelibly as Torchwood did in the Hooniverse, but give it time. Okay. Well, too bad, because it was canceled very quickly. Geeks of Color, quote, "Overall, Class feels like the BBC version of an average CW show. One of the ones they put on Friday nights to fill out the schedule." But they gave it a fresh rating. Yeah, okay. Cinema Blend, quote, "While the first episode is a bit of a mess, further viewings reveal a sci-fi show that could become pretty great before too long." Well, it's not going to happen. Los Angeles Times, quote, "There are enjoyable moments." There are enjoyable moments, and it does offer the opportunity to spend a little more canonical time in the Doctor's world. Entertainment Weekly, ooh, big one, quote, "Class's main attraction is its cast. The young actors are all very talented and have no trouble handling the show's heavier material. In fact, I find myself wishing there had been more than just 8 episodes." I agree with you, Entertainment Weekly. San Francisco Chronicle, quote, "The performances are solid. The actors, especially the younger set, are sympathetic and appealing. Ness has made an effort to make them seem like really real high school kids, even having a gay couple sleep together." Yeah, that's what made it feel real to me. Collider, quote, "Social progress and body count aside, though most of the episodes feel like something you've probably already seen, this was the kind of storytelling Buffy was doing 20 years ago and the kind of storytelling Teen Wolf is doing right now." I'll be honest, I have not watched Teen Wolf. Because I think that show's over too. I mean, that was 2 years ago. Pretty sure. Pretty sure. I'm not going to do names with, the audience reviews, but let me just do a few of the low star ones. Quote, "British television at its worst. Avoid!" Exclamation point. Quote. Hope I did justice to that exclamation point. Okay. Quote, "This series is just crap. Nothing like Doctor Who or its other spinoffs." End quote. Quote, "Unwatchable. Essentially a vehicle for a gay male soap opera hidden under the thinly guised veil of a sci-fi fantasy series." Okay. Final quote. "The Doctor advocates slavery? The story has more holes than Swiss cheese, and the cast is made up of unlikable cardboard cutouts." End quote. I don't remember the slavery thing. I'm assuming it's because he makes the 2 aliens imprisoned on Earth work for him. I'm gonna assume. Maybe I missed something. I don't remember him advocating slavery or anything, human trafficking or anything. So, those are the rotten reviews we have. There were some, you know, Peter Capaldi was the doctor during this little show here. They did do some audio-only shows after it was canceled. You know, some like, what do they call them? Audio dramas or radio shows. I think as long as you watch the show knowing that these eight are it, right? There's three books came out after as well. But anyway, I don't know if the books came out after or before. But anyway, there's books. If you like books. I haven't read the books. So anyway, where was I? Oh, as long as you go into the show knowing that it's done, okay? Don't, because it doesn't end like it's done. But as long as you go in knowing, like, once it's over, I've checked that box, you know? I think it helps. I think it helps knowing that the show is done. Because Indelibly is it's not coming back. So watch it like that, right? Maybe I will look up these audio dramas. I don't think I can do audio dramas. You know, I try to do, you know, like, as a podcaster and somebody who's been podcasting for, what was my first show? Liquid Gamer Podcast, right? Liquid Gamer Podcast. Well, how long has it been out? Let's see. Oh, look at that. 4.7 on Apple Podcasts. You sweethearts. I have no idea. 7 or 8 years. Because my daughter wasn't born, right? She was born on the Studio D podcast. Not literally. but she was born, you know, her birth was on the show. I don't know how to word this without coming off as weird. But yeah, so I didn't have kids when I first did the Liquid Gamer podcast. So we're looking at least 7 years. And actually, I don't think my wife was pregnant. I think I remember announcing that my wife was pregnant on the Liquid Gamer podcast. So I think we're at the 8-year mark. I'm pretty sure 2011 is when I started podcasting. So anyway, to get back to what I was talking about, as a podcaster, you try to figure out what's trending, right? Because you want, I don't know why, you know, it's not like I make thousands of dollars or tens of thousands like some people in the YouTube world or anything. So I, you know, I'm not making money, but I still, you know, I feel like if people listen to a show, maybe not this show, they would listen to older shows and they would laugh and they'd be happy and I could be part of a team of one that is trying to make people happy, right? Because that's all we really should. We should, you know, I look at myself as more of an entertainer than a critic or, I'm normal. No, let's not go there. I'm regular and, I'm not famous, right? At all, trust me. And I just, you want to find out what's trending so you can get people to listen to you and make you feel all warm and fuzzy, and be like, wow, you know, 5,000 people listened to me this week. I don't know why, but it makes me feel really happy myself. that I made somebody happy, right? That's what this is about. It shouldn't be about. I know I have commercials at the open and close, and that's just part of my Spreaker agreement. I'm not. I don't even know what they are promoting. I listen to myself, which is fine. I listen to myself the other day. What show is it? It was Backways. I think it was the Umbrella Academy. And the thing they were advertising was like something ridiculous. A product that I would never use, right? Or a product I would never promote, especially, or use. And that's just part of the deal. If I want to have unlimited bandwidth and be part of the iHeartRadio family, there's certain criteria I have to meet. And I'm sorry. Just fast forward 30 seconds. So here I was trying to find out what's... I'm really getting off topic. I'm going to take a drink of Mountain Dew real quick. Diet Mountain Dew. 0 calories. 50 milligrams of sodium. Jeez. That's a lot. So yeah, as I was trying to say for the past 4 minutes, you try to figure out what's trending. And trending, there was a huge... Actually, there is right now, it's all about like true crime. But a few years ago, it was all about storytelling and just being completely, like, you know, just fake, like a TV show. And, you know, they were like audio dramas. And I tried listening to one of them. I don't even remember. But it was like the number one podcast in the world. And it was a storytelling podcast or whatever they want to call it. And I tried to listen to it, and I just couldn't get into it. And I think it's because, the actors weren't very good. And, you know, I worked in independent film for a few years before I wouldn't say worked because I didn't earn a paycheck, but I produced, directed, edited short films. Edited for some pretty known companies, but as far as produced, directed, very, very indie stuff. And working in that industry, not working, being in that industry, and having several acting chops under my own belt, I just couldn't get into it. And, you know, there's a big difference between voice acting and acting, and I understand that. But in a way, I think it's best if you just keep the voice acting like actual acting, okay? It just doesn't sound right. It doesn't come off right. But people love this show. I didn't. So I decided I was going to do a show like that, right? Because, you know, I'm very open to completely changing the format of a show for no real reason, right? Like, I remember when I first did The Liquid Gamer, everything was good ratings, good everything. Decided to do a current event show. I did Studio D podcast, very popular as well. And then I decided to get with some friends from work, which, since nobody's listening, Best Buy is where we all worked. And then we did a show called the Hero Hits Podcast. Also, very popular, very, 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 very funny. Good chemistry between all of us. And I read some negative reviews. And then I decided to cancel two of the shows. The shows that did the least, that fared the least, we'll say. Decided to cancel two of the three shows I was doing and come up with a new show. So I canceled The Liquid Gamer and I canceled Studio D and I kept The Hero Hits. I did The Hero Hits for quite some time. nothing else. We decided to do a radio show featuring independent musicians. That was just me, just like this. Also didn't do very well. So I was like, okay, I'll just keep doing Hero Heads. Kept trying to come up with an idea for a radio drama. Just because I know I could do it myself. So I did a radio drama completely by myself. And it was me doing, I don't know, 5 to 10 voices per episode. And it took forever to produce, so much post-production, just because I was talking, I was acting against myself. And I decided to do it a little goofy. And the show was called This Podcast is Haunted. And I think it just took me too much time to get from what's trending to a finished product that nobody cared. And I also lost all those people in the beginning from the Liquid Gamer and Studio D. I mean, Studio D had huge numbers, a huge following. And, you know, I cut it off prematurely, and I did This Podcast is Haunted. And I would have a dozen hits maybe in a week, you know, where I was very easily in the thousand ranges with the other two shows, and I just felt so stupid. So I brought back the Liquid Gamer, quit doing This Podcast is Haunted. It took me forever. Tried out a bunch of different new shows separately. So during that time with the Liquid Gamer, the Hero Heads, we had our finale, which ended with The Force Awakens. And then decided to do the show called The Moonies. Decided to do the show called Comics Arena, which was comic book superhero talk. And then decided to do the show Soul Survivors. And when I did Soul Survivors, I was working with a friend named Joe, and he was on board with the radio drama, like a not goofy one, like a serious mystery drama. And I wrote the script. I kind of wrote it Blair Witch style. So you didn't have dialogue to say, you had talking points. And I had, we did one recording session. Everything was good. We gave it to, what was his name? Connor. We gave the recorder to Connor to do his part. Then I was laid off. I was still doing Liquid Gamer at the time, but that was it. Just Liquid Gamer. Okay. Because I brought it back during the same time period as the Moonies and everything else. And I got laid off. And I tried to contact to get my recorder back, which had this new show on it. But he wouldn't return my calls. So now this man has my voice recorder. Pretty expensive, by the way. Now this man, Connor, has my voice recorder. And also everything we recorded for the new show. And I was never able to get it back or produce it. I mean, the show's still, I mean, you know, I still have the script. So I guess I could do it still. But that's just not what's trending anymore. It's all about true crime. And my wife doesn't listen to my podcast, I don't think. If she does, she wouldn't make it the whole 10 to 15 minutes. Well, we're at 23 minutes. So, I mean, in theory, there's no way she's making it this far. So I can talk as much as I want. She listens to solely true crime right now. And she's always, you know, liked true crime stuff. I mean, she's read a lot of true crime books and, you know, she's one of those people. And I understand the information is interesting. I just don't think we need to talk about that kind of stuff, you know? Kind of creeping me out. And again, I'm here to, you know, like I came into this world, podcast world, with a completely different mentality. You know, like, I'm here to be funny, or try. And, you know, I think I did that best when I had people with me. But maybe you are okay with this show. I don't know. I don't know if I need to change it again. I've been thinking about... actually, I've been thinking about it since the Sherlock episode. About changing some things with this show. Maybe the name. And, you know, we'll keep the feed and all that stuff. But I'm not going to come to a decision until our final episode, which will mark the end of summer. And thank goodness, the beginning of fall. Because this summer has been just so many ups and downs. Not personally, but weather, mainly. So I don't know, what's the next big thing, right? Where do we go from here? And what show was I talking about? What show was I talking? Did I read? Yeah, I did. I did read reviews and stuff. You know, I'm sorry to get so off track, but I told you I would, because this is not a very popular show. And me using the hashtag BBC Class is not going to... It's not going to bring anybody in, let me tell you. I'm actually considering just dropping... I'll keep the Twitter there, but it doesn't do anything. And I'll keep the Facebook there, but it's not doing anything. If you go to facebook.com/SouthArcadia, that'd be nice. Haven't seen a lot of growth there because I haven't paid for it. If you'd like to go to twitter.com/SouthArcadia, feel free to follow. I can't imagine I'm going to be tweeting much, but you'll at least get updates when the shows are released. Social media to me is not a good thing. As a small business owner, it is, you know, I do need it. As a podcaster, it's nice to have something to go along with your show. But it's not needed, really. Not as much as other things. So anyway. If you do like us on Facebook, you'll notice... If you like South Arcadia on Facebook. I say us, but it's just me. It's not like... Or a conglomerate or something. So if you go to facebook.com/SouthArcadia, you'll see every few weeks I publish t-shirts... on Teespring. And those are actually t-shirts that I design. I make 40 cents per sale, and I usually sell one a week. It's not lucrative. It's not paying the bills, per se. But it is, you know, it's a creative outlet for me. If anything, I'm all about creative outlets, which got me into this in the first place. I went to school for broadcasting, offered a job in Iowa or Idaho, not sure. Some sort of radio crop report or something, I don't know. They thought I sounded, what was the word? I forget what the word was. It was soothing. Soothing. That's what it was.
Oh, you sound very soothing. I currently do the crop report, and people are complaining about my voice not being soothing, so...
I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to live in Iowa or Idaho. I don't even know where you're calling. And basically, I missed my big break.
I missed it. I missed my big break.
So, I decided to buy a microphone. And decided to talk about something I liked or loved or was passionate about, which was video games. Then movies, then television. back to video games, then back to television here. And movies. We'll see. I mean, I don't really even know what my best bet is, honestly. Am I is talking about movies more important, or is talking about TV more important? It's too many questions. Well, I've been rambling here for God knows 30 minutes. And The Class was an excellent show. It was canceled. There apparently are some audio dramas, which got me onto a history lesson, which is fine. Give you something to talk about. Maybe you didn't know this. Maybe you didn't know all this. You would literally have to listen to like 300 hours worth of material to get my life story. So I'm glad I was able to push it here. Now you know all about me, if you didn't already. When we come back next week, it's actually going to be a pretty controversial topic. Because I'm very outspoken to myself about my thoughts on the current Doctor Who situation. And this episode is really just a segue, kind of a really bland appetizer when we get into the main course. And we will be talking about Jodie Whittaker. I know it's not right to judge a doctor this early on, but we have some things we need to straighten out and discuss. And that'll be next week's episode. So I have to make sure I am on point, focused, I got all the nonsense out on this episode, you know, so I can be laser line focused on my issues with the Doctor. And I think this is a great segue, Class. Stupid title. They could have called it The Doctor's Class. They could have called it the name of the school. They could have called it Doctor's Pupils. Something, right? It's anything. It's not even The Class. It's just Class. They obviously have no issue with long titles. Sarah Jane Chronicles? Jeez. And that was okay? Torchwood, it's at least two syllables. Torchwood. Torchwood. Sarah Jane Chronicles. This is just Class. Figured be tuning into Robin Leach. All right. Well, this is enough nonsense. Next week, I'm going to make sure I get plenty of sleep before I record the next episode, because I got to make sure I have all my ducks in a row. It's going to be pretty dramatic. We'll see. I don't know. It might not be. But I am interested in reading all the rotten reviews out there. That's going to be fun. Okay. So, yeah. Have a good week. Enjoy your rest of today, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Have a great weekend, and I will see you after. Take it easy.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.